missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
So these are movies that are not necessarily about Christmas, right? Like Miracle on 34th Street, like White Christmas, you know, like, you know, Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
These are movies that may be set during the Christmas time, but they're an action movie or a thriller movie or something along those lines.
I just have been lumped into that.
Batman Returns, number 9 on this list. 12% of people say it is a Christmas movie. 88% say not Christmas.
I was going to say no.
It takes place during the Christmas season. This is the one with the penguin, I believe. Edward Scissorhands.
Again, no.
20% of people say not a Christmas movie, or 80% say not a Christmas movie. 20% say it is a Christmas movie.
Not.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. 78% of people say it is a Christmas movie. It has Christmas in the
Christmas
title.
Christmas in the title, yeah.
It's Christmas, all right? It's not The Nightmare Before Halloween. It's not The Nightmare Before
or
Stick
Valentine's
Puppets.
Valentine's Day.
No, it's Christmas. Lethal Weapon, the first one.
Yes.
This one is a Christmas movie, according to only 16% of people. 16%
what?
Of people say it's a Christmas movie. And again, because it takes place around Christmas.
But that one I lump in. That one does.
His poor house and the car and all the damage that gets done. And Riggs is beating up Gary Busey on his front lawn. And Frozen.
No.
I never seen it, so I don't know.
Neither. No, not a Christmas
I know it's
movie.
Wintry, right? There's snow
has
and snowmen and...
Okay.
But is there Christmas trees, presents,
No.
Do they allude to Santa Claus and his presents?
Yeah, and their parents that don't make it. And
all right.
So, but no, I would say no.
22% of people say it is a Christmas movie. 78% of people that respond to this survey at BuzzFeed.com say it's not.
It's not.
The top three here on the list of movies that are debated as to whether or not they are Christmas movies, Shaw. Gremlins.
No.
40% of people say it's Christmas. 60% say not Christmas. I say it's Christmas.
You think it's a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Snow, Christmas trees, presents. He comes home with the Mogwai. Come on, man. That's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's all based on a Christmas present that goes wrong. That's what it's based on. Home Alone.
Yes.
I don't know how that's not a... How is that a debate? It's a Christmas movie. They leave for a Christmas trip, and they leave Kevin home. And he's got to take care of himself over Christmas. 97% of people say it's Christmas. 3% say not. The most debated one, I think, of all time is Die Hard.
Yeah.
Again, it takes place around Christmas, the holidays. Lots of the calls, have a couple laughs. 56% of people say it's Christmas. 44% say it's not Christmas. It's kind of interesting that it's that neck and neck there with Die Hard. But BuzzFeed trying to settle to the debate between those movies that may or may not be Christmas movies.
You know what else is a Christmas movie that wasn't on that list? The Ref.
The Ref, really?
Yeah, Dennis Leary.
Man.
You can't watch it now, though, because Kevin Spacey's in it.
Oh.
So you can't do anything.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, Gene.
It's one of my favorite movies.
No, but it doesn't even exist anymore.
I have to watch it during the Christmas.
You got
to
turn your back on
You got to scrub it from everything. You got to scrub it from memory. It doesn't exist.
No, I'm not going to. It's one of my favorites.
Lamb Gookins.
You saw the stop sign, didn't you, Lloyd?
It smells like cat piss.
Capital I.
Dennis Leary, hilarious movie with
so
Kevin
funny.
Spacey and, Slipper Socks, Medium.
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie.
You think
movie.
You are?
It's the Christmas
Have you ever
movie.
Seen that show?
I have not, no.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. Really?
Yeah, watch it. It's so funny.
It's fun. It's good, huh?
Don't tell anybody you're watching it because they'll give you an earful about the fact that it's got Kevin Spacey, the creeper, in there.
Their marriage counselor, Dr. Wong.
Dr. Wong?
With the, making the quilt.
Yep.
With the, you got to watch it.
You have to watch it, Shaw.
Okay.
Have you ever had any... You have family stuff with the little pants and everything.
Yes,
of You'll course. Understand Slipper Socks. Who do you think you are?
Got it.
Slipper Socks, Medium.
We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Shut up.
It's great, Shaw. You'll love it.
All right, I'll put that one on the
list. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Okay. I know you're in the spirit now. And it takes... Again, it takes place around Christmas, so it's got more of that pseudo-Christmas feel.
Watch
but.
It.
As opposed to it being about Santa or the reindeer or whatever.
Right. Lady, your husband ain't dead. He's in hiding.
He's in hiding. It's good stuff.
The Gene quote in the movie lines.
I love
it's,
that movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. It's very quotable too, Shaw. So if you get a chance to watch it.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.